Just imagine, for months you've been planning to buy a new car. After choosing between models, deciding on the most stylish headlights and wheels, you finally made up your mind and set off on a long-awaited family trip around Europe. Soon, you'll enjoy spectacular views, great food, and amazing architecture. Life is beautiful, and you'll remember this trip forever. Oops, not this time. Your little dream is put on hold because your new car lacks some vital parts produced in Ukraine. Here's the deal. Ukraine supplies some of the much-needed parts for the leading European car makers, including Audi, BMW, Mercedes, Ford, Skoda, Volkswagen, Porsche, and Tesla. As of the beginning of the year, 22 global and regional car makers had operated in Ukraine with 38 factories, providing jobs for more than 60,000 people. These factories accounted for nearly 7% of all European imports of wire harness, let alone gear levers, central console switches, electronic seat heating systems, and even seat upholstery for the world's leading automotive brands. Oh, and if you heard of a global shortage of microchips, those tiny things which make your car windows roll up and down, your emergency braking system function, and the air condition keep you cool, you might have already heard that at least half of the world's neon, a noble gas used in chip production, was synthesized in Ukraine. When Russia started the war, many of the European car manufacturers were forced to suspend their production, trying to replace Ukrainian auto parts and preparing to cut auto production by millions of vehicles. Having survived the shock of the first months, Ukrainian factories gradually restart production and continue working, being under the constant threat of Russian shelling. So, rest assured, your trip is saved, although it has become pricey, you know, because of Russia. But enough about it. Let's